morning, 8 till 10:30, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Hello, Mr. Rapp. How are you?
I'm fine, Pat. I'm a little confused as to what I saw last night. I mean, that was just not what we expected to see. The total was 39.5. I suggested it would go under. Kind of was out of that one in the first 7 minutes of the game. I guess it's one of those things that when bad teams collide, we look at the over. I just didn't think Hoyer could get Shanahan's offense in gear in 4 days. It was, what does it tell us about the Seattle Seahawks offense, who got 9 points against that San Francisco defense?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It was that's a good point.
I'm just confused. I'm sorry. I'm just confused of what we saw. I mean, those two teams putting up those kind of points was amazing to see.
Yeah, it was not what I was expecting, that's for sure. That was one of the more pleasantly surprising games of a very young NFL season. Let's get into your picks for Week 3. We'll start with a couple games on Sunday. First of all, Pittsburgh and Chicago with the Steelers favored by 7.
Yeah, and the Steelers opened as a 7-point road favorite, Pat, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. Public money heavily on Pittsburgh like it always is. I would suggest you jump on this one if you like the dog, because what I'm hearing, sharp money will wait. If this number gets pushed to 7.5, it will take it. If it doesn't, it will probably grab the 7 on Sunday morning. This one's a big look-ahead game for Pittsburgh, actually. They got a primetime grudge match on deck with Baltimore next week. As we know, in the first couple of weeks, the Steelers have had trouble running the ball. Week 1, it was thought maybe an out-of-game shape, Le'Veon Bell. Week 2 versus Vikings wasn't much better. Pittsburgh averaging the NFL worst, 2.8 yards per carry. That's what Chicago's been excelling at so far through 2 weeks, is stopping the run. I'm going to take the 7 points here. I think it's healthy. Roethlisberger on the road, hasn't been really good in the last couple of years. I think plus 7 is pretty good with the Bears.
You've got Denver and Buffalo, another road favorite with the Broncos visiting the Bills.
Yeah, and you know I hate road favorites. I hate favorites, and this will be the biggest decision of the weekend for the books. Denver open 2.5-point road favorite, public and sharp money. Push this to the key number 3. It's now 3 minus 25, so you're laying juice. You know what, I'm going to add me to that one, to that list. John Elway continues to see things the rest of us don't. All of a sudden, Trevor Siemian is thrown for 6 touchdown passes. C.J. Anderson is second in the league in running and rushing. And the Bills have been playing some great defense, one of 3 teams not to give up a TD this year. But that's not going to be enough. Denver showed how they can shut down the run game versus Dallas last week. If they do it again to Shady McCoy, I just don't see how Tyrod Taylor is going to beat them with that offense that he's got. I mean, you saw his offense and Sammy Watkins on the field last night. He misses him. I'm laying the 3 points with a road favorite in Denver, surprisingly.
Wow, so that's 2 road favorites in a row, Pittsburgh and Denver.
Pat, I took the dog in
What's
the first
that?
One. So I took the dog in the first one, plus 7 with Chicago. So not.
Oh,
not
you took plus, sorry.
Thing. Yeah.
My bad. Okay. I was stunned for a second. Okay, so sorry. Yeah, let's reset. Chicago, home, taking the Chicago, the home team, and Denver, the road favorite. Okay, I wanted to make sure we clarify that. Finally, Monday Night Football, Dallas, Arizona. The Cowboys, again, another road favorite.
Yeah, this one's, shouldn't be too surprising. Dallas, America's team at all, opens a 3 minus 15-point road favorite on the road in Arizona. Cards may be one of the league's most disappointing teams so far, and thanks to the Colts, they are 1-1. This will be the Cowboys' second consecutive game on the road, but more importantly, this is Arizona's first home game of the young season. Broncos showed a pretty good template of how to stop Zeke Elliott and let Dak Prescott beat you. And the Cards have a history of winning 7 of the last 8 versus Cowboys. Cowboys have lost 4 straight on the road, have only covered 2 of their last 9 on the road. I think the points here are the bonus. I'm going Arizona plus the 3. I also think Arizona on the money line plus $1.40 might be the play.
All right, so let me just make sure I get these right. You're choosing Chicago, you're choosing Denver, and you're choosing Arizona, correct?
That is it, Pat, and we hope we go 3 for 3, but 2-1 will be good. And listen, I do a thing, I hope I break even. I could use the money.
Absolutely. After I made the mistake on the first one, I just wanted to make sure I clarified so we got them all right on Steve Rapp's picks for Week 3. What's coming up on Inside the Lines, 8 till 10:30 on Sportsnet 960 The Fan?
Well, this is going to be one of those fun weeks where we have a live game going on while our show is going on. Baltimore and Jacksonville in London. So there'll be live wagers. We can talk about what we'll be talking to Phil Gray over Sports Interaction and have some fun with the game as it's going on while we handicap all the other games on the board and hopefully pick another bunch of winners for our listeners.
And good stuff. Sportsinteraction.com. Tell us about that.
Play everything live and play half times, everything you want. Get a 100% bonus up to 200 on your initial deposit. And just go and have some fun. It's all about entertainment. Enjoy the game, and you can get that done at sportsinteraction.com.
Steve, you're the best. Good stuff, man. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Thanks, Pat. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
All right, man. He's Steve Rapp from Sports Interactions Inside the Lines every Friday, 8 till 10:30 here on Sports.